Hello and welcome to NC State's Audio Abstract. I'm your host, Tracy Peek. If you live in North Carolina, then you've heard a lot about Gen X in the past year, and we aren't talking about the cynical generation sandwiched between baby boomers and millennials. Gen X is a chemical generated in the production of non-stick coatings for cookware. In early 2017, Gen X was detected in North Carolina's Cape Fear River, which serves as a drinking water source for around 300,000 residents in the lower Cape Fear River Basin. We don't know much about Gen X's toxicity or how long it remains in the body or the environment. So we're speaking today with Jane Hoppen, Associate Professor of Biological Sciences and Deputy Director of NC State's Center for Human Health and the Environment. Jane is leading a study into the effect of Gen X on the human body. Welcome, Jane. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Tracy.
Let's start by talking about what exactly Gen X is. What is this stuff?
Gen X is part of a family of chemicals that are called per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. So it's a long name, and we usually call them PFAS now. And PFAS in general are chemicals that have some really unique properties that make them really stable, and it makes things non-stick, stain-resistant. So they're used in a lot of different processes. So Gen X is one of the new generation of these PFAS chemicals. The original chemicals were called PFOA and PFOS. Those were the most important chemicals in the class. And PFOA was used to make Teflon. And when it got phased out, Gen X was introduced as its replacement.
Okay, why did the original PFOA get phased out in favor of Gen X?
The original got phased out because PFOA, PFOS are very environmentally and biologically persistent, which means that we can measure them in the bodies of every person in the United States and probably most parts of the planet. They're not as long-lived as PCBs and those kind of chemicals, but very long-lived. And so even though most manufacturers stopped producing PFOA in 2002 or 3, we still can measure these chemicals in everybody.
So Gen X was hopefully going to be a slightly better version of this that wouldn't last as long or get into the human body.
Gen X was designed to have better properties, less biologically, environmentally persistent.
With the PFOA and Gen X and other related chemicals, what do we know about their health risks? Do we know anything about it?
This class of chemicals may potentially have broad public health implications. Not only have they been associated with things like elevated cholesterol and thyroid dysfunction, but also some cancers, kidney and testicular cancer, as well as poor immune function in response to vaccines.
Tell us a little bit about the study that you're doing.
The study that I'm doing arose as a result of community concern about Gen X. And so the town of Wilmington woke up one morning of June of 2017 to learn that Gen X was in their drinking water. Potentially, they'd been drinking Teflon-related chemicals since 1980. And we didn't know anything about some of these new chemicals like Gen X or even what these new chemicals were. We submitted a grant to look at this question on August 1st, and then were funded November 1st. And then 2 weeks later, we enrolled 310 people in Wilmington. And so the study is designed to answer those big questions like, is it in me? How much is in me? What predicts it's in me? And are there health effects? And so we collected blood and urine from people ages 6 to 86 who had lived in Wilmington at least a year and were serviced by public utility water, so we could know what their potential Gen X exposure had been. We also collected tap water samples from people's homes. And one of the reasons we wanted to move fast is we don't know how long these chemicals may stay in people's bodies. And one of the things we think about with chemicals is half-life and how much time it takes for half the chemical to leave the body. And so one estimate of the half-life of Gen X was 30 days. And so it's estimated that 5 half-lives are complete removal from the body. If it was 30 days, we might miss it sampling in November. And then in May of 2018, we enrolled an additional 34 other people, collected and resampled 44 of our original participants.
What kind of information did that collection and then resampling give you?
What we measured for in the blood and urine samples, as well as in the tap water samples that we collected, were per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. And in blood, we measured up to 23 different chemicals. And some of the chemicals, we knew what we were looking for. Others, we knew kind of their family and were able to identify them through our high-resolution mass spectrometry. We did not detect Gen X in the blood, but we did detect four new chemicals. These chemicals have names like Nafion Byproduct 2 and Hydro-Eve. So they're brand new chemicals. So that we don't know much about how long they stay in the body, what the health effects are, anything like that. Then what we were also able to see is that these new chemicals were coming down. So when we compared the 44 people who participated in November and in May, we could see that overall the levels were coming down of these chemicals. What we also saw were the traditional chemicals of PFOA and PFAS were much higher in concentration in the blood of people in Wilmington than the national average. And we don't know why or how long it's been there.
Now, in order to do this study, you've worked very closely with the community in the Cape Fear River Basin and in Wilmington. What has that experience been like?
We could not have done the study without working with the community members. We have two formal partners, Cape Fear River Watch and the New Hanover County Health Department. But then we also have other partners like the local NAACP and the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. And so this has been really critical. We're moving really fast. And so to have these trusted people in the community helping us has really allowed us to be able to do the study and to do a study that represents all of Wilmington. It's really given us an opportunity to hear people's concerns. Like Gen X was the big topic in June of 2017, and now we've shifted to PFAS. How do we do that? Understanding the community concerns has been really helpful in how we communicate what we're finding.
What would be the best possible outcome here for you in terms of this study?
Part of the whole issue of these PFAS chemicals is they're not going anywhere, and there's lots of new ones coming on the market, and we can't keep up with that. I think that one of the most important outcomes of this study is that we've got a lot of scientists engaged with people, not just talking to each other, but talking to the community and trying to figure out how you answer questions. You know, like, oh, it's in my water. How do I get rid of it? And scientists are more part of that conversation. On the flip side is that people are paying more attention to where their water comes from. I think that that level, that's an important outcome, even as we don't know, have all the answers to what does this mean.
What was the most surprising thing you discovered during this process?
I think that we were very surprised that the levels of PFOA and PFAS were so high in this community. And when we shared it at the community meeting, there was an audible gasp. So it is a surprise. And that's something that we need to think about more and to try and understand.
Okay. And that leads me to the final question, which is, what are your next steps with the study?
We have a lot of work to do. We collected urine samples, and we are going to analyze that. We might see Gen X in there. So some chemicals are more likely to be in urine and others in blood. We are also going to do sampling for the people who live around the chemical plant. And these people have wells that have been impacted by Gen X. So we're going to do the similar study for the people who live around the plant and see how they compare to the people in Wilmington.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here today, Jane. We've been speaking with Jane Hoppin, Associate Professor of Biological Sciences and Deputy Director of NC State Center for Human Health and the Environment. I'm Tracy Peake. This has been Audio Abstract. Thanks for listening.